Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office announced today that Tennessee resident Irvin Sweat was convicted of driving recklessly while evading a police officer back in June of 2014. The 26-year-old was in a McDonald's parking lot on South Fortuna Boulevard when an officer approached him off a report that he was possibly intoxicated. Sweat fled in his vehicle going at speeds of 100 miles per hour running several intersections. However, officers were able to detain Sweat, and prescription pills, marijuana, as well as cash were discovered inside of the vehicle. Sentencing is scheduled for November 7th as Sweat faces a maximum of 3 years in prison. Dan Squire has Eureka City Council News.
The Eureka City Council voted unanimously yesterday to provide up to $75,000 in housing funds to effect the movement of the downtown Container Village to city-owned property at Koster and Washington Streets, where a permanent temporary housing village will be established. The city is working with the Betty Chin Foundation and the Greater Eureka Community Outreach Program for the operation of the current village site, and the funding would be provided to those organizations in the form of grants. Other funding will have to come from private sources, and the city council stipulated that the site must be monitored 24 hours a day. The council also approved a letter of support to be sent to the county so that additional funding for the operation can be acquired.
Thank you, Dan. Eureka residents are reminded that Pacific Gas and Electric will continue to fly their helicopters over the Trinity Pines this week to improve electric reliability. The helicopters flew out yesterday and they are needed to maintain transmission lines in the Densmore, Mad River, Bridgeville, and Trinity Pine areas. They will also fly in and out of the area of Lower Rattlesnake Road. New poles will be installed and other improvements will be conducted at different buildings along Highway 36. Flights will be from 8 a.m. until 6 at night, and residents are advised that the helicopters will fly as low as 500 feet. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills took to the police department's blog this morning to address the ongoing tension between people of color and police officers. Mills detailed discussions and meetings he has had with Elizabeth Smith, who is a member of the Eureka chapter of the NAACP and an executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, to discuss the issues of justice, race, and policing, saying at one point in the blog that both of them felt they should lead the discussion locally. The police department and the NAACP plan to hold a broader community meeting over the upcoming year to discuss these issues. A march has also been planned for January 16th of next year, Martin Luther King Day, where members of the NAACP and Eureka Police will hold a march from the police station to the Adorney Center. The full version of Chief Mills' blog post is available at eurekapolice.com. Donations are being accepted for the surgery of a 3-month-old Heeler mix puppy who was dropped off at the county animal shelter earlier this week, according to the sheriff's office. The puppy was found at a rest stop along Highway 101 with a broken leg, and surgery has to be done in Medford, Oregon. The surgery is being paid through funding from the Friends for Life Emergency Medical Fund. However, if you wish to donate, you can contact the county animal shelter in McKinleyville. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Fortuna Police Department is continuing their investigation into the events that led to the murder of 42-year-old Timothy Thomas Smith, a Fortuna fire captain who was shot multiple times in front of his home on Ronerville Road on Monday. 6 hours after the shooting, multiple law enforcement agencies were able to locate the shooter, 36-year-old John David Goldberg, at his home east of Bridgeville, and he was booked into county jail for murder. It's been reported that Smith and Goldberg knew each other, and it's estimated that Smith was shot at least 5 times. Delnor County investigators are continuing their investigation into the death of 60-year-old Deborah Philman, who was found dead inside of her residence on September 19th. Philman's death was deemed as suspicious, and in the past week, 2 men have been arrested in connection with Philman. 38-year-old Crescent City resident Robert Sinnott was arrested by Eureka Police several hours after the discovery of Philman's body, as he was in possession of her missing vehicle. The second man, 36-year-old Neil Warren, was arrested for probation violation. Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill that would have prohibited students, faculty, and visitors from using tobacco products on all state college and community college campuses. The governor said that administrators have the authority to create smoking policies and ordinances on campus, and that the current law should suffice. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.